You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. Sensex and Nifty have ended lower. Midcaps have outperformed the benchmark and Yes Bank was up 5%. These will be among the big stories we will be chasing as we take an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh, like I said, and you are listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Let's get to the news. Among sectors, automobiles, pharmaceuticals and infrastructure were the top gainers today on Dalal Street, while energy and metal names ended in the red. There was a strong surge in the mid-cap space as well, with the Nifty mid-cap closing over 1% higher. Shares of information technology companies were among the top losers as the rupee appreciated further. Yes Bank, Asian Paints and HPCL were the top gainers today, and among the top losers were Bharti Airtel and Infosys. At the close of market hours, the Sensex ended down 79.13 points or 0.22% at 35,158.55, while the Nifty shut down by 13.2 points or 0.12% down at 10,585.2. The market breadth was rather narrow as 1,316 shares advanced against a decline of 1,203 shares, while 144 shares remained unchanged. Who are some newsmakers, movers and shakers on Dalal Street today? Let's start with Bharti Airtel, which slipped 2% after Moody's Investors Service placed the company's rating on review for downgrade following low levels of profitability and expectation of weak cash flow. Dredging Corporation of India surged 10% after the Union Cabinet approved strategic sale of government stake in the company to consortium of four ports. Shares of Strides Pharma Science added 1% in the early trade on Friday after the company entered into a strategic partnership with Suda Pharmaceuticals. Within the pharmaceutical space, there's some alarm bells ringing for Dr. Reddy's Laboratories based in Hyderabad. Dr. Reddy's slipped 2% as investors reacted to the news of US FDA, which is the Food and Drugs Administration, the regulator in the United States, issued observations to the company's Duvara unit. Hindustan Aeronautics posted a huge jump, it flew, you can say, in its net profit for September quarter at 289.42 crore rupees. The company had posted a profit of 67.9 crore rupees last year. The stock ended 16% higher. That's almost a 400% increase in its net profit. Indian Bank, on the other hand, reported a fall of 66.8% year-on-year in its net profit for the September quarter. The lender reported a profit of 150.1 crore rupees, and a year ago it had posted a profit of 451.5 crore rupees. The stock fell 12%. Shares of sugar companies surged in trade today, sweet, sweet day, on Friday as investors bet the news that India plans to export 2 million tons of raw sugar to China next year. After a decade, India will next resume exporting raw sugar to China as it eyes overseas markets to shed surplus stocks that have muted prices and created financial distress in mills. And finally, India Cements reported a plunge of 94% year-on-year in its net profit for the September quarter at 1.43 crore rupees. The company had reported a profit of 23.7 crore rupees during the corresponding quarter of last year. But good operational show helped stocks end 3% higher. Emphasis, finally, gained around 2% as investors reacted to the news of an acquisition. The IT firm acquired Stelligent Systems in an all-cash deal valued at about $25 million or about 175 crore rupees. And finally, we can't just talk about markets here. We have to look outward because that's what we are all, globalists. European equities move lower as they mirrored performance of the global markets. The pan-European stock 600 was 0.6% lower. And what about the Asian markets, which have shut shop for the day? They were broadly lower after the US Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged at its latest policy meeting. The Shanghai Composite shed 1.39% to close at around 2,598.87, and the Shenzhen Composite declined by 0.434% to about 1,328.19. Well, those were the big headlines emerging from Dalal Street and the larger worlds of business and finance today. What will the new week bring to us? We've all been in sort of holiday mode over the course of the past week, but it is going to be back to business, at least until Christmas kicks along in the next month. So we will give you all that you needed to know about how the markets will behave when we start things off on Monday with a morning walk down Dalal Street. And we'll also make it worth your while by giving you a few stocks to choose from. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.